FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 32 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive, taking you where you're going to. It might be where you just came from. The number one question is, where you been, huh? Where you been? Partly cloudy skies. It's like the sun has been out pretty much all day, but it's hiding a little bit behind the clouds. The temperature towards the weekend is going to drop down into the 30s. But right now, we're looking at 53 degrees, and it's still nice outside. Get up, get out, get in it, take a walk around the park, but enjoy. And in the studio, as I informed you earlier, we'll definitely have a guest that will be in the studio. And Mr. John Jameson II is definitely in the building. I'd like to say a good afternoon to you, and how are you doing?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
No doubt, no doubt. For the listening audience, you may not know anything about him, but then some of y'all may know a lot about him. But I'm going to ask you to give him a little bit of insight about yourself. But where we first met, besides me knowing your pops, is at the Capri Theater. And I had the opportunity to be in the audience. And then I heard this young man just drop those vocals out. And I was like, this is amazing. And so I've been stuck on that for the longest. You know, and I want to say I appreciate the talent and everything that you, you exemplified on stage, because it's not only that did I see you as a singer, but also as the acting as well, because that theater side locked in while you did your performance while you're on stage. So please give us a little bit about yourself, because my first time knowing of you was when I seen you at the Capri.
Yeah.
And that was my first performance. And I'm telling you, I'm at all.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I've been doing theater since I was a kid. I first started doing theater at the Children's Theater and singing all my life. So you're right in terms of like how singing and theater just kind of interconnect in terms of how I express myself on stage. You know, starts with the word, the process, and just kind of expressing from there. So I've been in the theater scene professionally for the past over 10 years now. So I was started doing stuff at the Guthrie, Christmas Carol, Midsummer Night's Dream, and I became an apprentice at the Children's Theater. And then from there, I started working at Penumbra, started working at the Ordway. Yeah, just kept going.
So what got you locked into doing the theater side? Because, you know, there's a lot of different things you can get into and a lot of different things you can do, and even when it comes to music. Right. But what was that thing?
Well, theater, there's just so much that goes on with theater. I think one thing that really resonates with me with theater is how potent the storytelling is. It's very, very unique, theater, that experience, to kind of have. You're in an audience, you go in there, you watch a performance, it's live. Everybody puts their phones and everything aside, and everybody just has to focus on that moment and the moment itself, and you have to kind of just trust the storytelling and everything and just go on that entire roller coaster. So it's a unique feeling and experience, like from body to body, that energy transfer, you know, all of that stuff and the storytelling. It's very raw.
Okay. So now this is also different, because you're at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Right.
And this is, to my knowledge, your first time being on that particular stage.
Exactly.
And what is that like? And then we'll go a little more into what you're actually doing out that way.
Yeah. Chanhassen Dinner Theater, because Chanhassen's been out there for a while, of course, and I'm just now getting there. Kat Brindisi, who is one of the co-directors for this show specifically, co-directing with her father, Michael Brindisi. I've always known Kat. She's my age. So we've always seen each other. So like the artist in me always respects the artist in her. So I was excited to just kind of hop on this project and see her process from that eye and see how we can kind of like co-create in that space together.
So now there's a production that's out there and it's entitled Beautiful, and it's a Carole King musical.
Yes.
So now give us just a little insight of a flow of what takes place. Yeah. What's that theory thing that goes behind it? Because there's a lot of things that are happening on stage.
There are a lot of things that are happening. It's considered like a jukebox musical, basically. So there is the story that is intertwined in the way that Carole King, you know, how she constructed her songs, who she did it with, what was her motivation, and just kind of like the life that lyrics and song construction has in terms of who's singing the songs. So like the Shirelles or the Drifters or the Chiffons, or the kind of competition that happens, you know, in show business when it comes to creating songs. So it just follows that her story, Carol, and just like how music just kind of became such a expressive space for her.
So now, being as young as you are, and you're talking about the Drifters, that's like the 60s, the 70s. Yeah. What style of music you like listening to, or what, you know, what's that thing that says, this is my, I like this right here?
I mean, what really sits with my soul is blues music. I love blues music. And, you know, blues music has always been something that just draws me. And it's an old soul type of thing, too, you know, to kind of be young and be so drawn to blues music. So it's not very... it's not very outside of what I normally kind of like step into in terms of like the Drifters and older music. You know, I think honestly, singing, especially for men, has been so different now compared to like, you know, back then. You know, we had all these crazy vocalists. Not saying that vocalists aren't crazy now, but there was just a level of, you know.
Yeah, because when I had the opportunity to hear you perform, and I'm almost sure backwards and forwards it was Sam Cooke.
Of Sam Cooke, when I sang, that was Donny Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway.
Yep,
there we
Donny
go.
Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yep, a song for you, Donny Hathaway.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because I see Sam Cooke and Donny Hathaway and those type of artists, that soulful thing that I'm talking about, you know, in the early side. So if I ask you to hit a bar or two for the listening audience, can you, because I know that mindsets in theater has different elements of when you ready.
Yeah, so, there is definitely a different
process. But just so
sure.
they can hear a tone.
Just hear a tone.
Just hit anything that feels in you that you would like for somebody on stage to hear you perform while you're on stage.
Well, I know for a fact, like when I was on stage and I was singing at Capri, you know, Song for You, Donny Hathaway, that's definitely a bigger song.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, I think if I were to do something now, I wouldn't do something that big. I would do something smaller.
Whatever you would like to do for about 30 seconds.
For about 30 seconds. Okay. let's see. Summertime and living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling y'all, John Jameson II, you are amazing. And if y'all listen to that tone and that voice and the way he takes a melody and just walk with it in that short period of time, that's what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, while you were on stage at the Capri, they're in the background next to me crying and everything. And that lets you know that you are that individual that has that. And I want to say continue to doing what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely will. Thank
and you. When it comes to the performance that's going to be taking place out at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, I know it goes up until September.
Yep, September.
And so showtime, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage y'all to get the information. Definitely get out there and be a part of it. But I know it's the ChanhassenDT.org.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. But I want y'all to go out there just to hear him, because I'm telling y'all, this dude is amazing. I've heard a lot of singers, and there's a lot of different tones and a lot of different ways of performing on stage.
Yeah,
And you definitely got it.
Yeah, my favorite thing is just kind of, you know, especially with the blues music, the grit, you know, behind singing, the way one can just kind of distort their voice and just, you know, create all that texture, you know, that raw, that grit.
See, I'm telling you, listen to him, y'all. I'm telling y'all, you better definitely get out there. And again, it's ChanhassenDT.com. That's where it's at if you want to get tickets and more information. And we're talking about Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Yeah.
And I like to say hats off to you. Keep doing what you're doing, because you definitely got it.
Thank you.
And tell Pops I say what up.
Oh, I will.
You got any shout outs or anything you want to say to anybody out there?
Just the family, you know, Mom, Pops, and my brothers, you know, the family.
Mm-hmm. Y'all keep it right where it's at. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ.